Doctors are warning parents about a rise in cases of walking pneumonia, and although it's typically common among school-aged children and older adults, recent data from the CDC indicates that rates in infants have surged in recent weeks and are now comparable to those in older children. And with cooler weather, an increase in colds, flu, and other illnesses is also expected. Doctors have reported that it starts off typically with congestion, fever, body aches, and headaches, then moves to cough and chest congestion. And walking pneumonia is a type that's caused by a typical bacteria, which presents with more mild symptoms and comes on more gradually. This year, walking pneumonia has spread at unusually high levels among younger children, and according to the latest CDC data, for the week ending November 2nd, 7.6% of emergency department pneumonia cases in infants aged from birth to 1 year and children aged 5 to 17 were diagnosed as walking pneumonia. Some doctors note that many illnesses were significantly reduced during the pandemic due to social distancing measures, and as a result, people now face illnesses to which they were previously unexposed. Fortunately, walking pneumonia can be treated with antibiotics and over-the-counter medications, and most individuals with mild lung infections typically recover independently. Doctors recommend frequent hand washing, staying home when feeling unwell, and ensuring vaccinations are up to date to help limit the spread of illnesses. A survey finds that half of Kansans asked are very to moderately concerned that the state is running out of water due to the ongoing drought. And the survey also asked the respondents how they felt about conservation. The annual Kansas Speak survey from the Docking Institute of Public Affairs at Fort Hays State University undergoes some changes every year, and researchers have added some questions this year to measure what people think about saving water. They expected more people to be opposed to conservation than they saw, with nearly 37% of those surveyed saying they feel their local government is not doing enough for water conservation, while less than 3% say local government is doing too much. A third of respondents said state and local governments should pass new laws on water conservation, while a third said that it wasn't necessary. And according to one researcher, the results are the opposite of what she expected because a small government is generally preferred in Kansas. Dr. Alex Middlewood, the department chair of political science at Wichita State University, said with wildfires, water restrictions, and the drought that Kansas has been in, it has all really highlighted the issue for so many Kansans, and they can now see in the survey that this is an issue that they do care about and want stronger action for. The cold weather rule, designed to help Kansans who are behind on their utility payments avoid disconnection during the winter months, begin on November 1st and will remain in effect through March 31st. While the cold weather rule is in effect, utility companies cannot disconnect a customer's service when the local temperatures are forecast to drop below 35 degrees within the following 48-hour period. The cold weather rule also requires utility companies to offer a 12-month payment plan to allow consumers to maintain or reestablish their service, and any residential customer with a past due balance will qualify for payment arrangements. However, it's the customer's responsibility to contact their gas or electric company to make those arrangements. The cold weather rule applies only to residential customers of electric and natural gas utility companies who are under the KCC's jurisdiction, though many municipal utilities and cooperatives have similar winter weather policies. Information about the cold weather rule is available on the Commission's website, kcc.ks.gov, and Kansans can also contact their local utility company or the KCC's Office of Public Affairs and Consumer Protection at 800-662-0027.